You're tuning on Gordon GD's channel. Please stand by.
Falling into compassion.
Hi, it's Gordon here again. I hope you're doing fine. Well, to be truthful, I'm not doing that fine. I had a fall and fell from my chair on the floor. I spent some minutes on my back, and as I don't have a lot of strength in my legs, I couldn't get up on my own, and if it hadn't been for my dad, I would probably have stayed there for much longer than a few minutes. So that experience compelled me to write an entry you can find on one of my blogs, The Zone Mind, which I've talked about before. In this post, I talk about how this experience has made me aware of the need to recognize our basic dependence on others and to recognize that as human beings, we remain dependent on other people to sustain our lives, and also the fact that in our perspective, in our everyday life, we may forget that we are also vulnerable as living beings, that we are prone to so many factors in everyday life, and why we don't, and it's not healthy that much to think about them all the time. It's important to put things into perspective, and while I admit that my pain right now, which I feel right now following this injury, has made me somewhat more interested in getting better myself, I also felt that I needed to put things into perspective, and in fact, I spent some time meditating in quiet to understand really how I was feeling, what was going on through my mind, because I did feel hopeless, I did feel helpless during that time, and when I realized that I had lost, at least for now, the ability to stand on my legs for a few minutes. And while I haven't really been able to stand up on my legs for some time now, it is a fact that the little movement I had, the little strength that remained in my legs, was very precious to me. And it was very precious because it was rare, it was something that I've lost much of. And while I hope to get better, I realize that my suffering, my pain was really insignificant in a way compared to the suffering experienced by other people in the world, such as the people of Syria, because I've been thinking about the Syrian issue lately. But it's not just about realizing how we sometimes put our preoccupations in and give them too much importance, and as a consequence forget that out there is a lot of bad things going on as well as good things. And many times we might feel that these people around us are perhaps less fortunate than us. And when we get to help them, we treat them as if they were less of human beings or less worthy than we are, because of course we feel that we are better off and so we're more lucky. But in truth, as I experience this kind of attitude as well on a personal level, I feel that if you really want to help me, if you really want to be there for me, it's important not to be pitiful of my situation, because the act of pity itself means that you are coming with a mindset that puts you already better, in a better position than I am. And the risk is that the act of charity that you should be doing is really an act where you really encouraging your pride, you're really sustaining your pride. Or you do this to have a favorable position or to look good in other people's eyes. And when people treated me and helped me as if they were doing some charity work, as if I was an object of pity, I did feel that they were valuing me as being less of a human being, that I wasn't at that point an equal to them. I was just a support in it, just someone who was less fortunate than they were. And so I felt I wasn't being treated with dignity, and I wasn't in their eyes a full human being, a complete human being, but they were only helping me on the basis that of inequality, if you may, and they were better than me, and so I should take up the role of the quiet and grateful subject, when in reality I was just another human being like them who was experiencing a difficult moment. And while, again, I hope that my condition, my current condition, improves, I wish to appeal to everyone who is in a position to help, never to look at the other person as if he or she was lower than they are, was in some way inferior to them. The right approach, the right kind of charity, and the true kind of charity, the true act of compassion, demands of us to take off for a moment our own pretensions and ideas of who we are and relate to other people as if they are human beings, because after all they are human beings like us. They're no different except in particular ways, but this shouldn't be a barrier in our relationship with others, which is ultimately something we all depend on. To be there for another person in as much as other persons are there for us. And it is that makes compassion and charity in their true meaning so wonderful, so precious, and why it is beautiful to be truly compassionate and truly charitable, because you see on yourself, you see in yourself what the other person is seeing. You try for a moment to take off your garments of social class, social position, and be with the other person. Be not as Gordon or as whatever your name is, but to be there as a human being who is part of a larger human family. And with these thoughts I leave you. I hope you enjoyed listening, and as usual, feel free to leave your comments or contact me via the usual channels or by email. Thanks for listening.
You can get in touch with Gordon by emailing him at zonemind.starchild@gmail.com. Kindly make sure you include the word boo in your mail.
For more content by Gordon, please visit http://www.gordongd.com. Thanks for listening. GordonGD.com is now on Facebook. Visit www.gordongd.com to get started.